welcome to the latest edition of Get in Position to Win Today with your host, Richard, the Financial Advocate Medley. And again, I want to thank you for your time and your energy today. So let's get right into the subject: why financial literacy fails and what we can do about it. One of my resolutions for this year is going to be to answer more questions. As I study more, I am becoming more comfortable with answering questions. And my message doesn't really change. So it's easy to say things like spend less than you earn, pay yourself first, and do what works for you. Sometimes, though, a question will surprise me. And that happened today. The discussion was pretty typical until the fella said, "Americans are deep in debt and don't save. We're trapped in a consumerist culture. Financial literacy in the U.S. is awful and always has been. How do you think we can fix it?" Now, I have done quite a few podcasts and posts on financial literacy in the past. I feel passionate that my people ought to be financially literate and that they ought to know the basics of saving and investing. But lately, I've come to the realization that financial literacy isn't enough. In fact, you can be financially successful without being financially literate. And what's more, there are plenty of people who are financially literate yet find themselves struggling to stay afloat. I should know, I used to be one of them. And so, in a move that surprised me, this morning I launched into an off-the-cuff rant against financial literacy. Actually, I told the guy, I don't think this country needs more financial literacy education. Time and time again, financial literacy efforts have failed. They don't make any noticeable difference in the way we spend and save. I give an example from my own life. When I was in high school, all seniors were required to take a financial literacy class. It covered topics like compound interest, the Federal Reserve, how to write a check, and the dangers of credit cards. I took that class. I aced every test. And look at me now. I had to start over again because of bad credit habits. I wasn't the only one. From what I can tell, the kids from my high school grew up no different than the rest of Americans. We learned the basics of financial literacy, but it had no perceivable impact on the way we saved and spent and earned. We still made stupid mistakes. We still spend more than we earn. Why? Because financial literacy isn't the answer. If you've been following me for any length of time, you can probably guess what I believe is the better solution. It's not to feed more people facts and figures. It's not to teach them how bonds work or to explain the sheer awesomeness of a Roth IRA. I believe that what we really need in this country and in our community is some sort of behavioral education. I'm just not sure how to do it. Some kind of behavioral finance. See, personal finance is simple. Fundamentally, you need to do one thing to build wealth. You must spend less than you earn. The end, period. That's it. We can all go home now. Everything else simply builds on this. Why then is it so hard for everyone to get ahead? So for some people, it's systemic. There's no doubt that some people are trapped in a cycle of poverty and they truly need outside help to overcome the obstacles they face. But for most of us, the issue is internal. The problem is us. In other words, I am the reason that I can't get ahead. And you are the reason that you can't get ahead. It's not a lack of financial literacy that holds us back, but a chain of bad behavior. One of the key tenets is that money is more about mind than it is about math. That is, our financial success isn't determined by how smart we are with numbers, but how well we are able to control our emotions, our wants, and desires. There's actually a bunch of economics called behavioral finance devoted exclusively to this phenomenon, exploring the interplay between economic theory and psychological reality. This is true, and we have been under its influence. For years, I struggled with money. I told the guy today, I knew math, but I still seemed couldn't defeat the debt. It wasn't until I started applying psychology to my situation that I was able to make these changes. For instance, I used the debt snowball to pay down my debt. In an illogical yet psychological satisfying way, it worked. And I've learned that by having financial goals, such as travel, I'm much more inclined to save than if I had no goals at all. So what I'm advocating today is behavioral literacy. To me, the answer to our community's crazed consumerism has nothing to do with financial literacy. Okay, maybe it has to do a little financial literacy. Instead, I see two fundamental problems that need to be addressed. First, we constantly soak in a bath of mass media. Radio and television and the internet are all around us. As a result, we're exposed to a barrage of programming in which we're given subtle messages about what people do or should consume. More explicitly, advertising and marketing messages are all around. We cannot help but be influenced by the power of marketing. That is very true. Secondly, we don't think about our spending. We spend on reflex, or we spend to subconsciously keep up with our family or friends or our neighbors. We spend to make ourselves feel better, and when we're down and blue, we spend to show off. We spend on things we think we want instead of things we actually use and do. We spend because spending is a habit. Instead of teaching about credit cards and rate of returns, we need to be teaching them about behavioral finance. We need to be showing our children, in particular, how to break free from the marketing messages that are all around us. My top tip, kill your TV. Watch your show some other way. We need to be showing them how to set and achieve personal goals, especially financial goals. Sometimes people wonder why we don't spend more time on the nitty-gritty of money around here. Why we don't cover more topics like to find the best credit cards or the best budget. It's because deep inside, I believe these things are secondary. I believe behavior is more important. Building a better budget isn't going to change your attitude towards saving and spending. But changing your attitude towards saving and spending could very well lead you to building a better budget. The bottom line, ultimately, if we want to be smarter with our money, we need to encourage each other to consume less media. Avoid advertising. We need to teach each other to master the emotional side of personal finances. We need to show each other how to change our behavior. We need to appeal to our self-interest. Whew. This is what each of us needs to do. Dig deep inside to find what's important to us. what it is that will bring us joy. What we need to prioritize that instead of all the other garbage, and there's plenty of it, find out what truly being a conscious person saving money is truly about. Again, I want to thank you for sharing a moment with me.